In this episode, we talk about the videoification of HubSpot and how to power a modern video strategy.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, have you thought about using the power of video as a business tool for a long time on this podcast? And for my followers, I've been talking with you about HubSpot and video. And those of you that have been following me know that that I earned this name from Dan Tyre at HubSpot as the original schmarketer.
But you were the original schmarketer, right?
Yes.
We're here because at the time it was breakthrough.
Thank you.
Right? No one had ever heard of using video in the sales process.
Right. My first HubSpot campaign while I was in my 30-day free trial generated $350,000 in new revenue for the company. And since then, I've been hooked on HubSpot and using video to convince and convert at faster rates. Joining me right now is Marcus Andrews, the principal product manager, marketing manager at HubSpot. Marcus, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Todd. Excited to chat.
There's a lot of cool things that are happening at HubSpot right now. In a few moments, we're going to talk about HubSpot video. First, I'd love to talk about your Vidyard Fast Forward webinar. It's titled The Videoification, which is a tricky word, of HubSpot and how to power a modern video strategy.
Everybody, this is Marcus from HubSpot. I'm on the product marketing team.
Marcus, my audience, they're nerds for this topic. What is it about video that captivates the attention of your nephew, Aiden, but also business people all over the world, man?
You know, it's a little bit hard to explain, which is kind of great. It's, you know, it's one of those things that it's a little bit magic. And I think that for a lot of marketers, we're out there trying to find stuff that is, you know, just attracts people and captures their attention and pulls them in. And there's something about sight, sound, and motion that just really does it for people. There is a stat that I'm not going to pull off the top of my head, but it's something that like your brain processes images and videos like 60,000 times faster. Yeah, that's right, than reading. And so it's you think about it, your brain's kind of built for video, where you watch something and you're just able to download it, you know, tremendously faster than you can anything else. I mean, that's at least one reason why, but it's a little bit inexplicable and just kind of amazing, but it works, and video is very, very captivating.
All right, as I mentioned, I loved your webinar. My team went through it. We use it as discussion. It's also part of our Wirebuzz Insider group this week, where we're featuring your webinar and we're opening it up for conversations. And the thing that I like right off the bat is you talk about this misconception in the business world that videos in a business context are really just for awareness, which between you and me is probably a historical bias from television commercials teeing it up and then salespeople move the prospect through the funnel. But why do you think that businesses have yet to recognize, or some businesses have yet to recognize, that video is a really powerful tool to move people through the entire funnel?
Yeah, so it's tricky because I think you're totally right in that, you know, people think about video and they think about commercials, right? Like we watch Super Bowl ads, we see commercials on TV, and that's just kind of, it's a little bit of historical thinking, but that's where your mind goes, right? And so you think like, oh, this is a marketing thing that only our marketing team can do. And it's probably like an awareness play. But I think there's this idea that, all right, you know, maybe other people in your business should create video. And I think that's terrifying for most people. Yeah. I think it just scares the crap out of people, where it's like, no, I don't want to get on video. Like, I don't, like, this needs to be. And so as a result, I think people say, no, I can't do this. Video is too scary. I'm going to hire someone who knows how to do it and pay a lot of money to get this perfect. And that just is a trap, right? It's like you do that and you create one piece of content and it's kind of mediocre and it's this awareness play thing, and you're missing out on all this great video that you can build throughout the, you know, your different teams. And that's where the opportunity is right now.
Marcus, right behind me, the team here at Wirebuzz, we create over 2,700 client videos a year. through a variety of different digital marketing strategies. Because we're digital marketing nerds first, we understand that you got to bake that strategy and move people through a logical thought sequence with your content track on the back end. HubSpot allows for all that. HubSpot announced at a Vidyard integration at Inbound 18. I interviewed from the floor at Inbound. I'm normally there, man, but this year I didn't. Big news broke for us video nerds. Live reporter on location in Boston, Vidyard's VP of marketing, Tyler Lazard, joins me. Hey, Tyler. So this happened just a few months ago, and at its core, it's really a video hosting solution, but can you explain the features that we've all been raving about inside of the video digital marketing agency world?
Yeah, definitely. So it's like you said, it's new video features that are powered by Vidyard. And so that really starts with video hosting inside of HubSpot, which is just something that, like, you know, people have been asking for the longest time, that to be able to take, you know, there's a lot of content marketers, and a lot of the time people start with a video from like a content marketing standpoint. So just to be able to take video, upload it to HubSpot, insert it into a blog post or a landing page is a huge deal. Just makes things really, really easy. And you know, video hosting is kind of one of those things that people just should expect should work. You know, you just want to take your video, you just want to throw it into HubSpot, be able to upload it, be able to optimize the metadata and pick a thumbnail and stuff like that. And so you can do all those things inside of HubSpot now. And then also there is the second part of this is that, you know, you take your videos, you put them into your HubSpot hosted landing page, and then you can start to make them interactive, which is where it starts to get really cool, right? So just like you're talking about, video shouldn't just be this awareness play. People should be able to get to a video, and maybe there's CTAs that they can click on that take them off to a product page or a blog post or a certification, you know, whatever it is. Or maybe there's a form that you built right into the video so that as someone's watching, maybe they watch half of it and then you collect their lead information before they can watch the second half of it. And then you can really start to do some pretty cool things. You can have a workflow that, you know, if you've got your if you got HubSpot and Vidyard talking to each other, you can do things like, you know, if somebody clicks on the CTA in that video or fills out that form, that can trigger a workflow that lets a salesperson know they've interacted with the video, sends them an email, and you can build this whole experience around your videos. So it's not just this like, oh, I watched this video and then it went on with my day. It's really kind of interactive. So those tools inside of HubSpot, that kind of interactiveness is really, really exciting. And then also just what you can do with that data once you have it inside your CRM, like HubSpot. So that's kind of where they start. And then there's also the tools then also go into our sales tools, and you can use Vidyard's Go Video tool there, and also into our Service Hub, where you can do things like respond to tickets with videos from your browser. So that's why I call it the videoification of HubSpot, because it's not one specific feature, but it's just kind of video throughout everything.
There's so much that you just said that I want to tee off on. And one of the things that just triggered right off the bat at the beginning was how cumbersome it used to be for people to move video from one platform into the next, embed it, put all the right tracking features. And the big trend that we're seeing now is the adoption or the integration of other tools into one singular platform, and then the back end tracking being available, the follow up drip sequences, the notifications. One of the things that we do that has allowed Wirebuzz, we had you'll love this, Marcus. We used to have a 9-week sales cycle before we started using video inside of HubSpot. And that was from when we met somebody and had our first meeting to when they, on average, would give us the first check or sign the deal. And then we started educating people through drip sequences and video and scoring on the back end. And our sales team stopped calling everybody and started prioritizing the follow-ups based on attention span from a video viewing audience person. And all that data inside of HubSpot would be tracked. So we knew of all the people out there who was most interested in us. And then deals started closing in 66% less time. So it only took 3 weeks, which means I haven't had to ramp up and hire more salespeople, because now the salespeople are closing 3 deals in the same amount of time that it used to take 1, which is like a game changer for our business, right? All of a sudden, my wife is like, damn, you guys are smart. And it took a long time for that.
That's great. That's amazing. Yeah, we saw something very similar. That's kind of how we got into this to begin with, where there was one salesperson, one super smart salesperson at HubSpot, who started taking recording videos, yep, and then building those into a sales process. So, you know, somebody would come in and they would have questions, and instead of, you know, writing the same email that people ignore anyway, he would create this video that was super engaging. You know, he was smiling, he was looking at people, he would send them the video. The emails open rate was much higher. People were watching these videos. It saved him time because he could just send these videos, yeah, to people and give a real personal response, but do it at scale. And people loved it. And it would really kick off a good conversation. And he built a little sequence with it. And he just started crushing his number. And people are like, what is he doing that other people aren't doing? Right. And we're like, oh, wow, this is really interesting. There's something here.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love seeing that. It's kind of, we're kind of going through the harmonic convergence of tools and tasks that worked really well, but they're all starting to blend in together. And of course, HubSpot and Vidyard are once again trailblazing in that area, which I love to see. You mentioned earlier easily being able to add a call to action to take your audience that's watching that video and make them a captured lead by driving them to a landing page or some type of form for them to fill out. Can you just spend a few moments? I know you do a great job showing how that's done in the webinar, which anybody that sees this interview can get access to the webinar Marcus does. I'll make sure there's a link for that. But just visually, if you could, walk us through that.
Yeah, so I mean, the crux of it is really, you know, you're watching this you're watching a video, and just all of a sudden, you know, whether it's at the beginning or the end, there's a CTA that's kind of built into it, or there's the form that will start at the beginning. And so I think the cool thing about it is that you're just able to show people, or exactly, you know, as people are watching a video, you're able to take them on this experience and just build in all these different pages, right? So, you know, it can look like a lot of different things. I think there's a good example of it on our product pages for HubSpot, but it just kind of manifests as like a button, like anywhere you want to put it in the experience. So it's pretty simple.
Well, but you don't need a programmer to do that. You don't need to give it to your IT department and then have them argue about it, and then a graphic designer to make. You mean it can all be that easy?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole point of this, is that, like, you know, we want to make it super simple. It's just a module in HubSpot that, you know, there's no real coding to it, and it's just a kind of a setting, and then you pick what you want to do. And it works with everything else that you've already done inside of HubSpot. So if you've got, you know, a campaign, and like how you were thinking about it, it's like, you know, think about the whole campaign, not just about your video. And you've probably already got some CTAs you've built, maybe like a form, maybe some landing pages, and you have all of those to access and then to add into your videos kind of at your fingertips. And so you may not have to do anything. You can add a CTA or a form in like a few clicks to a video, and then turn it into more of a engagement, you know, engine versus just a static experience.
Super cool. All right. There's some confusion out there. As companies that we've followed for years start rolling out new features, they also come out with really slick brandable names. And one of those names that I hear floating around a lot that I think there might be some confusion around is HubSpot Video. Is this conversation that we've had, does that fit underneath the umbrella of HubSpot Video, or is HubSpot Video something else?
Yeah, HubSpot Video is really just kind of like an umbrella term that that we've created to make it, you know, to help people understand that we've got some new video features that we're talking about. But also, there's a lot that kind of fits into HubSpot Video. HubSpot Video is the videoification of HubSpot. So we've got, you know, the first step of that was really to roll out these native features that are powered by Vidyard. But we've also added a really cool YouTube integration where you can bring YouTube data into HubSpot, into your analytics portal. We've also got a very cool Zoom integration that you can use to do some one-to-one video. We've built video in really interesting ways throughout the product. And that really is HubSpot Video. So you look at HubSpot Video, it's hosting, but it's a ton more than that. And I'm definitely forgetting things, but it's really, you know, it's a focus on better video analytics, you know, better video tools for marketers, you know, better one-to-one video solutions for salespeople. And it's just a way to kind of categorize all this video work so that we can really give it a name and talk about it as one thing.
Cool. Now, video isn't a business trend, right, anymore. I mean, it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. It's probably the mainstay way that businesses are going to be communicating their big messages and transferring it. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, totally. Video is, you know, it's, I think it's not just a tactic. And that's a big problem that'll, you know, with a lot of the way that people think about it, especially when they get started, talk to a lot of customers, talk to a lot of marketers and salespeople. And they look at it like, you know, oh, we've got this campaign, let's do this video. And it's like this one thing that they produce, and it's really, really expensive. And it's, and it kind of works, and it's built into the campaign. But the better way to approach it is just to look at it like it, video is just a strategy that's built into the way that you work, right?
Yep.
And so that, I think when we're talking about that example in the sales process, that's great. Like maybe you do create a video on the marketing team that you give to salespeople that they can share out, which is good place to get started. But it's even better if salespeople have their own, like they can create the video without having to talk to marketing, or, you know, they have those tools and they know, they have the experience and kind of the, you know, the how to know how to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. Then you really start to, you know, cook with fire. You'll start to get a lot of momentum there.
Somebody sent me a personalized video recently. This person I know from a follow-up conversation is a HubSpot Vidyard customer, and they wanted to hack into my world and make a connection with me, and they did a personalized video reaching out. The next thing I had known, I not only did I get it and think it was brilliant, but I walked through the office and shared it with 6 or 7 people, which allowed it to go micro viral in my ecosystem. And now everybody in my office knows this person. And so if anybody is out there and you're still sitting on the fence, the whole goal is not numbers. Sales for generations has been a numbers game. Now it's a quality interaction game, back end tracking, so you know who's interested. And when you combine those two elements with really persuasive, really visual education with covert data intel, your team can close more deals at faster rates, and the team at HubSpot is really on to something. Anything that is, anything we didn't cover that I should be asking you when we're talking about HubSpot video?
That's a great point. Like, you know, just thinking about this, all this data and these cool data sets and all this information that you know about the customer experience, and then personalizing everything, including video. You can do that in a really cool way with Vidyard's personalized video. And then you can also, you know, you can automate things, right? And so you've got automation and data working for you with all your marketing tactics, but especially video is really, really smart. I mean, the only thing that I think gets overlooked sometimes is just the power of video in the service process as well. So you're thinking about servicing your customers and helping people and trying to get them answers. Video can be extremely powerful.
You're talking, you know, like post-sale.
Post-sale, yeah. Exactly. Post-sale, you know, your customers are so valuable, right? Like, sometimes the best way to grow is just to really focus on, you know, the customers that you have. Are they, you know, continuing to spend with you? Are they happy? Are they successful? Are they telling people about you? This is kind of what makes that whole HubSpot flywheel idea spin, is that you got to invest some time and calories into those people. And video is a great tool for that, you know, and just helping people with video. A lot of the times you can solve a person's problem or help them be successful with a short video call. It could be 2 minutes, and that will prevent, like, you know, 18 back and forth emails or something like that. You can really solve answers quickly. And you also build a better relationship, you know, just seeing people's faces and connecting with them goes a long way to, like, getting to know people. And but yeah, that's, I think we covered a ton here pretty quickly.
Marcus, we have a client that has, that is a manufacturer of the largest laboratory science equipment. Their most expensive employees are PhD level scientists and engineers that work on these large machines. And they approached us because they had a post-sale nightmare where anybody that had their products around the world would call in and get support, and then their most expensive employee would be on the phone all day talking somebody through a repair. And so when they approached us with that problem, we did a post-sale library of the most common problems from each one of their devices. So the operator could say, what is the problem and what is the device? I'm going to send you a quick video on how to fix that. Create it once, replicate it. Now their time on the phones have really been from their least expensive employees, and now their most expensive employees can be used in more efficient ways. The way you use video and you put it inside of your tools like HubSpot and then leverage them out to your sales team or people that you're prospecting off of, or even your post-sale service and support team, is an invaluable thing that we're discovering right now using the power of video. Marcus, thank you so much for your time today. We're going to keep a close eye on you. We're going to follow up with you as things develop at HubSpot. You cool with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot more plans with video. We love it. It's so important for people to figure out today, and we want to help people figure it out and just do more with it. So hopefully we will have big news, you know, coming forward, and we should, let's connect it inbound. You know, if you come this year, let's do some video there. That'd be great.
I'd love it. And were you teasing something that might have a date down the road where we might hear something?
You know, there's a lot happening, and video is one of those things that's just, it's kind of making its way into everything at HubSpot. So you'll start to just see it in new places. And so that's kind of the approach versus one big thing. But definitely there's work happening.
That sounds fun. I always like a good tease when you're talking about video. Awesome stuff. Marcus Andrews, the Principal Product Marketing Manager at HubSpot, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks, Todd. It was great.
Thanks, Ben.